Some weeks it does fly by, other weeks really feel like it's been a grind. So I'm glad it's a 16 game schedule as opposed to a 22 game schedule or something like that. And I think everyone's excited for this week, realizing it's the last regular season game, and really just hoping we go out and play our best.
Is it hard not to look at the importance of this game as far as history is concerned?
You know, I think we all realize what a win would mean, but a win's always big, and a win's always important for us. And we prepared pretty hard over the last 4 months, as every team prepares pretty hard. But you know, being 16-0 would be a very special achievement, one that no other team's ever achieved. So I'm glad we're finally at that point.
Tom, as much as you obviously would like to finish 16-0, you want to be playing better football every week. Do you guys feel you're doing that?
Yeah, I think we're constantly trying to make improvements, and I think we're trying as a team to find ways to be consistent and efficient out there. And some weeks are better than others. You know, ultimately, the goal is to win the game and not to. You're really judged by your wins and losses, and I'd really love to be playing our best football come January. So this would be a great step in the process, and it's a very tough opponent on the road. Hopefully we can put our best out there. Go ahead.
At the beginning of the season, could you have ever anticipated a season like this where you have been thus far undefeated going into the 16th game, that it would turn out like this?
Yeah, I think whatever hopes you might have, we've had great seasons and we've been 14-2. So this has been a very special season. I'd hate to think that we'd go out there and not put our best out there this week. So we got to bring energy and excitement, and it's going to be a big test to beat these guys because they're very good and they play well at home too. So I just hope we're able to finish the season off the way that we really hoped.
You've been on a lot of great teams. You hear the cliche all the time when it comes to coaches. They say you're only as good as your practice.
Yeah.
How good a practice team is this? Is it different than any other team you've been around? And what, if anything, makes it a great practice team?
Yeah, I think that's where you get better. It's where you find a lot of situations that you can carry over into the game of what you're trying to do and understand as an offense or as a defense. I think offensively we do practice every situation. We're very situationally aware, and I hope that carries over to the way we play. Once again, I think at times it's been better than others. So we put a lot into practice. There's quite a bit of emphasis as a team on it. And Coach Belichick's pretty tough on us in practice. He always expects the best out of us. And I think the pressure is always on us to go out there and achieve, even if it is practice, because you can gain a lot of confidence playing well in practice.
Did you and Randy click right away in training camp when you guys first met, or even before that, or did it take a while until you really got it back?
Well, I think it always takes a little bit of time, and we still, things come up at this point that you try to improve on. So, you know, we're still learning from each other, and we're still trying to understand you know, situations and read each other, and for him to really know what I'm looking for and vice versa. And that only leads to hopefully more success.
Tom, at the beginning of each season, you probably have the same goals, win the division, make the playoffs, win the Super Bowl. What's it like when a new goal is presented to you, something like going undefeated? Is that a big distraction?
No, I don't think it's, it's like winning too many games. Like, that's a good distraction to have, I guess. I don't think that distracts us. It's always 1 week seasons, and we've said it all year that we're just focused on the team that we're playing. And this week it happens to be the Giants. And if we win it, we'll be 16-0. So just like last week, it was 15-0, and the week before it was 14-0. And, it's very short-term goals that hopefully at the end of the season you can look back and be very proud of what you accomplished.
One of the trademarks, Tom, of this Giant defense has always, recent memory, has been pressure.
Yeah.
Bringing it. Talk about that.
Yeah. They're very talented. I think definitely Strahan and OC should take the weekend off. I'd rest them. I know that. Definitely would not play those two. they're great. They got 40 sacks, I think, between OC and Michael Strahan and Tuck, and they can rush. They can have some very experienced cover guys back there. It's a very veteran defense, and I'm going to be lobbying for that. Coach Coughlin, if you're listening, definitely rest those guys.
Hey, Tom, you're comfortable with Randy Moss, obviously. Is there ever a danger that comfort level will lead you to force the ball into him sometimes or try to take chances?
Well, it all depends on if you complete it or you don't. There's been times where I force it and we catch it and it's a great play. So, he's always a big part of the plan, and I'm always trying to find ways to get him the ball. So, can always look back and say if it's incomplete that maybe you should have made a better throw. But at the same time, you want to give him opportunities to make those plays.
Are you surprised that he's been such a good teammate, good guy after the reputation he had in other places?
I'm not surprised. I mean, I really don't try to prejudge anybody or stereotype anybody. I just kind of deal with them as I have a relationship with all the guys on the team. And regardless of what people say about somebody, oftentimes it's very misleading. And he's a great guy and a great teammate, and we're all lucky to have him.
What would two more touchdown passes mean to you, Tom? It's a significant NFL record, if you get it.
Yeah, we've got a lot of records at stake. So the most important one being the 16-0, and I hope we achieve that. It'd be a great feat for the team. Be great to go down as the only team to be 16-0. So that's the goal I got in mind.
Is it strange though?
Is a perfect team or a perfect season, Tom? Is there any such thing as a perfect season or a perfect team in your mind?
I really feel you can have a perfect record. I don't know if anybody's perfect. I haven't experienced that. I think we all make mistakes, and we all try to learn from them and try to work hard to achieve your goals. And, we set very high goals around here, and as every team does. I think we just had been very fortunate this season in a lot of ways, along with a lot of hard work, you're doing quite a bit of luck too, and I think we've been on the great side of that in terms of injuries and the ball bouncing our way at certain times. So,
is it kind of strange from the sense of you're such a team guy, you're not here as all team, but from the sense of those records, I mean, sure, I mean, look back on it, you'd love to be out there saying, I want Randy to, you know, break Jerry Rice's record because of, you know, where the history and everything else, now that people want to see you break records. Is that a strange thing to come into this week when it comes to you guys because you're such a team-oriented type of team?
Yeah, and we're in team sports, so part of achieving anything in sports, you rely heavily on everybody else, and I'm only as good as the guys that I have playing around me. And, for every touchdown pass you throw, you need somebody to catch it, and you need somebody to block for it. And nothing in this sport is achieved on your own. So, like I said, that's why I think being 16-0 would be the most important thing for all of us. And if you take any energy away from that as a goal, then you're really not doing yourself or your team any justice. And maybe when you look back at the end of your career, you look at those things, and it's a cool thing to have. But, you know, everything I've experienced in the NFL, the greatest moments I've had is not when you throw five touchdown passes, it's when you win championships.
Do you feel you look at the numbers, purely the numbers that have gone down personally for you three out of the last 4 games, concerned at all by that, or is that just an inevitable downturn, and what do you have to do to get it up, can you get it back up to what it was?
Yeah. Yeah, we're slumping. We're slumping. Negative trend, that's never good. Just try to be as efficient as you can, and we've been winning games, so you always look at those. I'm not a big statistics guy, so I evaluate each play. What could I have done? What could I have done better? So I always feel I try to play very consistently, and the team really can depend on me as a consistent player. I hope that continues. So, thanks, guys.
Thank you.